I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
I'd suffered with mental health problems my whole life, but I didn't know what it was because I never had no education on the matter. And it wasn't until after the Klitschko fight, a very massive high, then I had to have a even worse a low, lowest low that anyone could ever have. I'd wake up and I think, why did I wake up this morning? This is coming from a man who had everything, money, fame, glory, titles, a wife, a family, kids, everything. But I felt as if I had nothing. I felt there was an empty, gaping hole that was just filled with gloom and doom. And it just was one bad thing happened to me after another.
It's quite a complex situation, really, because I've always suffered with anxiety and depression all the way through my life, or just at different times, different parts. But I always had a goal of becoming heavyweight champion of the world, and I always put it to the back of my mind. I had a lot of trauma going, like, during the process of becoming champion. I lost, like, uncles who were close trainers, and lost children at birth and stuff like that. And I put it all to the back of my mind because I didn't want to think about it. I never had time to think about it at that time. I was too focused on achieving my goals.
I was depressed as depressed could be on a daily basis. And I'm thinking, why am I feeling like this? I don't have no reason to feel like it. Some people will say, oh, well, it's attention seeking or whatever. But unless you've experienced what I'm saying, it's sort of impossible to understand where I've been or where I've come from. And it just went from bad to worse. I hit the drink heavily on a daily basis. I hit the drugs. I was out all night partying with women of the night and not coming home. And, you know, I didn't care about boxing. I didn't care about living. I just wanted to die. And I was going to have a good time doing it while I was doing it.
You can only really get well again when you admit to yourself that you're ill and admit that you need help and seek medical advice immediately. If I would have went years before, I wouldn't have had to have a breakdown. But I believe that the breakdown has helped me be the man I am today because I didn't appreciate life before that. Even in the good times, before the breakdown, I still wasn't happy. And now, like, I appreciate so much more things that are so simple in life.
Like I said, I was waking up and I didn't want to be alive. I was making everybody's life a misery. Everybody who was close to me was pushing away. Nobody could talk to me, talk any sense into me at all. And I'd go very, very, very low at times, very low. And I'd start thinking all these crazy thoughts and this, that and the other. And I was in my car, I bought a brand new Ferrari convertible in the summer of 2016. And I was in it and I was on the highway. And there's a strip of the highway where I am. And at the bottom of about a 5 mile strip, there's a massive bridge that crosses the motorway. And I knew that. And I got the car up to 190 miles an hour. I was heading towards that bridge. And I didn't care what no one was thinking. I didn't care about hurting my family, me career, people who friends, anybody. I didn't care. I didn't care about nothing. I just wanted to die so bad. I give up on life. And just as I was heading towards that bridge at 190 in this Ferrari, it had crushed like a Coke can, by the way, if it had hit it. I heard a voice say, no, don't do this, Tyson. Think about your kids. Think about your family and your little boys and girls growing up with no father. And everyone saying your dad was a weak man. He left yous. He took the easy way out because he couldn't do anything about it. And before I turned into the bridge, I pulled on the motorway and I was shaking. I could feel myself shaking and I pulled over and I was all nervous and I didn't know what to do. And I was frightened and I was so afraid. And I thought, that day, I'll never, ever, ever try or think about taking my own life ever again.
I lost a lot of weight, 135 pounds. It was hard, hard, hard work. I finally got there in the end, and, you know, I only come back because Deontay Wilder made me do this. He told me I couldn't come back. I was too fat and I was finished. So he gave me the motivation to come back.
Not one of the current heavyweights at the moment could ever be considered the man of their era unless they beat me. Everyone's anticipating what it's going to be like. Does Tyson Fury still have it? Has he lost all his movement? Has he lost his speed and reflexes? If I was 39 then, yeah, you could say he probably passed it. But at 29, I'm still in the prime of my life.
I was lineal heavyweight champion of the world, won all the belts, and I had a lot of time off, 2.5 years, and a lot of people said I'd never, ever, ever return. Because to lose that much weight, and to come from where I've come from, I had mental health problems, alcoholism, addiction to drugs, everything you can think of, I've been there and done it.
Never been as happy as I am now. I believe that once you've got mental health problems, they never go away. You just learn to manage them, maintain. But I've got a good method now of managing my life and doing what I know is going to keep me well, and that's training and being around positive people and being positive myself and giving positive vibes off and trying to help others as much as I can.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.